From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
I expect there to be criticism. But when Democrats say that I deliberately misled the Congress and the people, that's irresponsible.
That the President of the United States or any member of this administration purposely misled the American people on pre-war intelligence is one of the most dishonest and reprehensible charges ever aired in this city.
I like guys who've never been there to criticize us that've been there. I like that. I like guys who got five deferments and never been there and send people to war and then don't like to hear suggestions about what need to be done. I resent the fact on Veterans Day he criticized Democrats for criticizing them. This is a flawed policy wrapped in an illusion.
Deception has been the order of the day throughout the entire Iraq engagement. Mr. Hunter's resolution is a continuation of that deception. It is a political stunt, and it should be rejected by this House.
Mr. Speaker, there are some out there that are insisting that the mission on Iraq has been a failure, that our presence in Iraq has not been properly run, and that we're not winning the peace. And frankly, I just don't think that's true. And it only serves to lower the morale of the men and women fighting in Iraq while encouraging the terrorists who hate America.
A few minutes ago, I received a call from Colonel Danny Bopp, Ohio representative from the 88th District in the House of Representatives. He asked me to send Congress a message, stay the course. He also asked me to send Congressman Murtha a message that cowards cut and run, Marines never do. Danny and the rest of America and the world want the assurance from this body
almost everything of significance we were told about the war turned out to be false. Instead, those who raise questions have their military service or their honor impugned. They took John Kerry on a swift boat. We're not going to let them take Jack Murtha on a swift boat, nor the American people.
Gentlemen's time is expired.
Stand up and expose the fakery when we see it.